That track was called Arrow, and it's from These Knees, who are in studio with us. We're going to talk with them in just a couple of minutes. But before that, Nathan Hedges with B, The Whiskey Hollow, Hudson Hill. And we started off with Front Porch Lights, Kill 'Em With the Kindness. The Whiskey Hollow, their podcast is going to be up on NewYorkRocks.com by the end of the night.
Yes. Yeah, you were working hard with that with Alex before the show.
We're working to get that up. So, ironing out some kinks.
And speaking of, the internet and podcasts and all that, we are currently being filmed on Facebook Live.
It's really weird because we got into radio for a reason. And now everybody is turning around going, you need to turn video on now, too.
Eric, are you calling me ugly?
No, I'm calling myself ugly. You're the one with the long flowing locks of hair.
Well. That's what happens, yeah.
but in studio with us, the technologically advanced These Knees in studio with us. Stephanie, what are you doing?
There's going to be very little video of me and mostly video of everyone else.
We're going to make sure to turn that that camera on you later.
Beautiful.
So what are you in for?
11 viewers. Sorry, I'm fixated on this right now. We're keeping track.
We're in for a number of things, but the primary thing, we're playing a show at the Grog Shop this Friday with Tokyo Police Club and From Indian Lakes. So it should be pretty cool.
So how did you end up on that show?
The Grog Shop contacted us. Okay. So I think going back probably, I don't know, maybe even 10 years now, 8 years, something like that. I've had a very good working relationship with Brittany, and she just hooks us up, and I am so thankful for her. Brittany, if you're watching or if you're on Facebook Live, thank you.
Hey, stupid question. So if people want to watch this interview right now, where can they go?
They just go to, they could like our page. It's on Facebook, just / These Knees. Yeah, I think that's the only way you can do it. It'll show up on your feed if you like us, but if you don't like us, I don't think it'll show up on your feed. Hi, Randy. People are commenting. This is high-tech stuff, guys.
Who's Randy and what does he want?
Randy's a friend of mine, and he says, woo!
This adds a whole new level to the interview. We don't have to do the interview now. We can just have people ask questions on Facebook.
Yeah, that's true. If anybody has any questions, throw them out there. I know Randy's paying attention. So,
So you released your EP back in November.
Yes.
It's new, not so new. I mean, it's
newish.
Newish.
I think in the modern day, it doesn't feel new anymore. But if this had been put out even 3 years ago, it would have felt like it was still new because the industry has changed so much. we put out Night Fires in November. We had a release show. And since then, a lot has happened. We've traveled a bit. Andy's new to the group. We'll get a shot at Andy here. Hey. He's new to These Knees, and he's been doing great. And you may know him as the lead singer of the Commonwealth.
That's right.
The very suave, well-dressed lead singer.
You can talk in the mic there.
Hey.
That's me. So we've been busy, but everything's been great.
That's awesome. All right, so since you've been so lazy and you only released, one EP in the last 5 months, when's the next one coming out?
Great question. I don't know. We haven't started working on new songs yet. So I've written some songs that are a different style that I don't know they will be. I don't think they will be These Knees songs. But I would imagine that we will be looking to maybe record something or do something new probably by the end of the year.
Very cool. And you guys were just in Columbus, right?
Yes.
Just took a little trip. Yeah, so what was that about?
We left at 5 p.m. on a Saturday, got there, loaded in, played a show, went to sleep at 2:30 in the morning, woke up at 8, had breakfast, and shot a video series at 10 a.m. So it was jam-packed, got a lot done. We were very productive. We played a show at Brothers Drake, which is a meadery there. It's a super cool spot that we've played 3 or 4 times now. And with a band called Vespertine, and who was the other band? Fever, a couple of Columbus bands that were dancy and fun. And then we did a series called On the Couch, and you perform live. It's one take. They use a couple different cameras, but it's cool.
I'd like to talk about that. Mm-hmm. Do you want to maybe get ready to play a song here, and then we can come back and
sure, and
talk about the couch?
Sure.
Now, am I going to hold this while you're playing? Is
yeah,
that what's happening?
Sure. All right. So right now it's turned backwards, but you can adjust the.
We'll try to figure this out now.
So those who are listening, if you want to watch what's going on, get into Facebook and you can like these knees and see exactly what's happening right now in studio while these knees are about to perform here.
Got it, bro.
They're getting comfortable. I'm going to do the play-by-play. Got the bass going. We got the acoustic going.
They're getting on these, first?
Getting on these chairs that are tricky.
I want you first.
Too loud, is it?
That might be a little too loud. Is that too loud?
Just a hair.
All right. All right, so how many?
Just get set.
So,
I'm doing two backups. Two of us, and you can just shout, I guess.
Should I go on this one?
Do you want to do...
We're good.
Live radio. Where do you want this one?
Just in the air.
All right, cool.
Hello? Is this being heard?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Cool. All right, guys. All set?
Yeah.
These Knees live on Neo Rocks. And of course, I'm still playing with all of the technology. I'm not sure.
It's fine. It's focused on us. It's fine.
So you're playing this weekend at the Grog Shop?
Yes.
Opening up for Tokyo Police Club?
Yes. Doors are at 8 and the show's at 9.
And how long have you known? Is Tokyo Police Club a band that you've followed for a while?
I mean, I've known of them and listened to them for a long time. I wouldn't say that I was like a super fan by any means, but when the show was offered, I definitely was excited about it. Like, I knew it would be a good show. I think it was even close to selling out at this point. So, yeah, so it should be a pretty big deal, I think.
So then saying that, where can people go to find out more about the show?
There is a Facebook invite for the event. If you just start typing Tokyo Police Club, I think it comes up as one of their events. And the Grog Shop website,
okay,
which I think is grogshop.gs, I want to say. It's not .com, it's .gs.
So before you guys started playing, Jason asked you about...
The On the Couch series?
Is yes.
So what is this? So when you were in Columbus, like tell us about it. What happened?
So we're actually the very first Cleveland band that has ever done it. But they put a band literally on a couch, and you play kind of like a stripped-down set of songs. And it's really high-quality video, good quality sound. Students from, was it OSU?
Capital.
Oh, is it Capital? They just graduated or are graduating now. And so they're kind of putting together a portfolio of their work, and the stuff that they have so far is great. It's similar to like an audio tree kind of setup where you play live and they capture that. It was really cool, and the crew was super nice, and I think, you know, we had a good time.
What color was the couch?
It was like a leather tan couch.
Beige.
Yeah, like a beigey, orangey tan color.
Was it like a sleeper couch, or was it like a regular?
I wish there was a sleeper on it because I was tired.
Did you put a picture up?
Did I? Oh, yeah, there's a photo on our Facebook page.
Was the room green?
No.
It was like an old coffee roastery.
Yeah, it was a coffee roasting place. Yeah. I forget the company that they did it for, but they roasted coffee in the building.
Wow.
And it was about 1,000 degrees. It was like the first warm day of the year when we were there.
If you would have slept on the couch, you would have got all sweaty. That's the type of couch.
Oh, I had to like take my jacket off in between takes because it was just way too hot.
So it's that kind of couch.
Yeah, when my face will look really red in it, I think. We'll see.
Well, I'm glad we figured. I really just wanted to know about the couch.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm excited about what you did, but that's hey.
Yeah, it should be live in the next, or not live, but they'll launch it in the next, I think, couple of weeks here.
And people can find that on the These Knees page?
Yeah, we'll share it all over. Any These Knees social media page, and there are a lot of them.
That's funny because actually I was trying to tag you. I messaged you earlier today, and I was trying to tag you guys and everything, and I was kind of concerned, like, oh, it's going to be hard to find them. But really, it's not because the name These Knees. You would think there would be, you know,
there's just not that many.
No.
There's a girl that lives in California that has These Knees on Instagram, and so I follow her. I mean, These Knees follows her just for fun, and she mostly posts pictures of food. I've considered like trying to buy her out, but it's not worth it. So These Knees official on Instagram, These Knees on everything else.
Have you ever done that though on Facebook as well? You'll find somebody with your exact name. I've done that, and I friended him. He's like in Alabama. I don't even know who he is.
There's a woman that lives in Parma that has my name. I was like, who are you? Let's meet.
In the same town.
I know.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy.
And you're not related?
No. I mean, not that I'm aware of. I'm sure maybe down the line, if we have the same last name somewhere down the line, we're probably related.
I have an NFL player.
Do you?
So there's a Wikipedia page. It's not me.
Oh, sure. Casey Picks, I think I can see, says, yay, that sounded awesome. Hi, Casey.
So so far we've got who? We've got Casey and Randy.
Casey and Randy are our top commenters.
And
should we give them
something
Shane to come to the show for commenting?
Oh, that would be awesome.
We'll shout them out.
Yeah, we're pretty limited on our guest list, but
we can.
Yeah.
And Shane says, new fan.
Aw. Hi, Shane. Thank you.
So, you want to play something else?
Sure. I think we're going to do a song called Alive. This was a single that we put out last January, I want to say. And it's one of our favorite songs to play live.
Good?
I am alive and fading from the summer sunrise. My blood is like concrete and my heart is as bent as my spine. You say walk and I'll run. I drank all your poison and I vowed to hold on. I swear I would do anything to be your only one. So when my view starts to blur and my voice falls on
These Knees live on Neo Rocks.
Wow, I gotta say, I love those harmonies.
Oh, thank you.
Gosh. Cool.
You know, that was one of the really great things when I tapped Andy for this. I you know, obviously being the lead singer of your own thing means that you're probably going to be okay at singing. and I've seen them so many times, and the Commonwealth are so good. Every time I see them live, I think, you know, like, wow, this I've forgotten how great this band is, and I've forgotten how much I love them, and I see them, I remember. And Andy's a great guitarist, too, so it was kind of a no-brainer. We've been friends for a while now, but it's much closer now that we're in a band.
Mm-hmm. A lot of fun.
And how many instruments do you play?
Officially?
I mean, you play piano.
Piano. Piano and guitar I feel most proficient with, mm-hmm. and then vocals is probably, like, that's the main thing I focus on. Yeah. But you know my brother Nick, he taught me some stuff with drums. He's a real, real drummer. Drummer's drummer.
Oh, he's
but,
a great drummer.
Yeah, I've learned, you know, some percussive stuff from him, so I dabble in a few of that stuff, mm-hmm. but I don't know any brass, strings, stuff like that.
We can make the whole, our whole band could be drummers. My first instrument was drums when I was 8. Brian's a drummer. Rob's clearly a drummer. You play, we could just,
a little bit, yeah.
We just some play all drums.
For demos,
just be like an African kind of tribute mm-hmm. thing.
So that other project that you're working on.
Yes.
That's what it's really gonna be.
Yes. Well, here's all drums all the time.
Here's an idea for you. I saw Grace Potter play. She opened for the Black Crowes, I want to say about 5 years ago at the House of Blues. And in the middle of a song, they did a breakdown where each player. They put down their instrument, and they went to the drums, and eventually, by the end of the song, they were all banging on the drums at the same
time.
That's
awesome.
Doing, you know, counter rhythms and everything else.
So, yeah.
Hey, maybe that could be in store for you guys.
Yeah, I think we need to do that. There's a whole lot of drumming going on.
Absolutely.
So, your social media, you're everywhere.
We're everywhere.
Sorry to the people that I
hi,
gave.
Hi, Donna, if you're still watching.
Everybody that I gave motion sickness when I dropped the phone.
Did you see that he dropped the phone in the middle of the set?
I didn't mean to.
It looks new. I didn't even see it. No cracks or anything. Nothing to worry about.
You caught it, though, before it hit the mixing board.
Yes.
So. Oh, yeah. That could have been dangerous.
That was hilarious. I was trying so hard not to laugh.
Your social media.
Yes.
Where can people find
you?
Yeah,
so we're on Facebook, / These Knees. We're on Instagram at These Knees Official, Twitter at These Knees, Snapchat at These Knees. Our Snapchat account is really hilarious right now with all of the face swaps. What else are we on? I think that's it. We have a Tumblr account, but it's mostly just like pictures from Instagram. So.
Okay, and then you're playing this weekend?
This weekend, this Friday at the Grog Shop, 8 p.m. doors. With Tokyo Police Club and From Indian Lakes.
So, and grogshop.gs for information about the actual show.
Yep.
So thank you very much for coming
in.
Thank
you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
This has been fun.
We got one last track from you guys coming up. Good luck on Neorex.